rejected. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two attempts to block President Biden's student loan debt forgiveness plan.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied an emergency bid by a group of Wisconsin taxpayers to halt the plan. And a federal judge in St. Louis has now dismissed an effort by six Republican-led states to block it.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The ruling is just days after studentaid.gov was rolled out, where millions of Americans can apply to have up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt wiped out. There's a funeral service later this morning in Connecticut for two Bristol police officers murdered after they were lured to a home in what turned out to be a fake domestic disturbance call. Then they were ambushed and shot. Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey.
Tens of thousands of officers from all over the country are expected to come here to pay their respects. Now, this includes officers from Canada, even. DeMonte was with the Bristol Police Department for 10 and a half years. Hamsey was born in Bristol and was with the PD for 8 years.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer at the stadium in East Hartford, where the funeral was. Happened. A third officer was wounded. One of the two suspects was killed. His brother arrested. A win in court for actor Kevin Spacey, whose career was derailed by several sexual misconduct allegations. This lawsuit dated back to the 1980s.
Taking just over 1 hour to deliberate, a New York jury has ruled that Kevin Spacey should not be held liable for allegedly sexually assaulting a then 14-year-old Anthony Rapp.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. Convictions in the UCLA sexual misconduct scandal that led to a $700 million settlement with hundreds of women who had accused a doctor of that misconduct. Well, the former gynecologist at issue, Dr. James Heaps, was found guilty of 5 counts of sexual battery and sexual penetration of someone unconscious. He was either acquitted or the jury deadlocked on 16 other charges. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
European leaders are meeting today, considering a bigger humanitarian response for Ukraine ahead of winter after recent Russian drone and missile strikes. It led to a lot of power outages and restrictions on electricity use. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, told those leaders in a video call yesterday more than a third of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been destroyed. Russia and Iran keep denying that the kamikaze drones being used to bomb Ukraine were provided by Iran. The U.S. says they're lying.
For the first time, U.S. officials acknowledge that Russia has directly received military assistance from another country in its invasion of Ukraine. Specifically, help in drone attacks against Ukraine launched from Crimea. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby.
We assessed that Iranian military personnel were on the ground in Crimea and assisted Russia in these operations.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price says Russia is now actively looking for help in its war effort because of the effect of sanctions imposed by the U.S. and other countries, adding, perhaps ominously, that the request for help by Russia may not stop there.
We're concerned that Russia may also seek to acquire advanced conventional weapons from Iran.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling, as so are most markets overseas. The morning after more selling, when the Dow dropped 90 points, the Nasdaq went down 65. Speaking of going down, the price of gas has fallen almost 2 more cents. AAA's national average for regulars, $3.82 a gallon. That is 8 cents less than a week ago. Now to Houston.
And Bregman sends one deep to left. It is back and it is gone. A three-run poke.
Alex Bregman's home run was the only Astros offense, thank God. And they still beat the New York Yankees 3-2 on TBS to go up 2 games to none in the American League Championship Series. On Thursday Night Football, Arizona beat New Orleans 42-34. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.